I will call the meeting back to order. And we will go ahead and I guess we could have statements at this point. I was brought to my attention. We've already done roll call. So I do know, I believe that Mark Van Ludewit, he now has joined our meeting, I was told. So otherwise, it's all the people we've already called.
And Shira has joined.
Thank you. So Shira and Mark are here now. So we'll go ahead with the statements that anybody wants to make who is running. So would you please call on the people who are running for office, Carol?
Yeah.
Make a statement? Thank you.
Let's start with Marilyn.
Just a minute.
Okay.
Wait. I'm just trying to unmute.
You're unmuted.
Okay. Can you hear me? Yes.
Yes.
So I'm actually going to decline the nomination at this time. So I'm not going to make a statement.
Thank you, Marilyn. Okay. Christine Pepin. Okay. Would you like to make a 2-minute statement, Christine?
Yes, I know, Carol. Thank you. I'm going to decline the nomination as well. Thank you.
Thank you. Tom Voorhees, would you like to make a 2-minute statement? Tom, are you there? Let me check and see if Tom, Tom, it looks like he's on the call. Tom, you may be muted. You are muted, Tom.
Yeah, no, Tom is here now.
Thank you.
I have a short statement to make. I've been on the LSB. I think this is my third year. My third year, I guess, at this point. And I've been an active member. I'm also on the PNB. I serve on several committees dealing with a number of different things. Other than that, I'm also assisting John Armella in the process of renewing station licenses. And that is on schedule. And we are not behind schedule, as has been inferred by other people, not necessarily in this meeting, but we expect to have the renewals for all 5 stations. Well, actually, one has already been renewed, so the remaining 4 we expect to have on schedule, and that's all I have.
Thank you, Tom. So, Carol, were you going to call?
Oh, sorry.
It's okay.
Andrea, would you like to make a 2-minute statement?
Yes, I would. I have been very concerned about, first of all, I'm on the local station board, and I have been in years past, and I'm currently on the PMB filling in for Akio's or finishing out that time. What's of concern to me is that in the time that I've been on the PMB, we haven't concluded on how we're going to be dealing with the finances. It drags on and on. I would really like to return so that I could work on the fund development, the task force or whatever. Like I said before, that's my forte. That's my background. But more importantly is that we have to conclude some kind of plan of action, and that's not happening. And we're being prolonged with dialogue, bylaws, hang-ups on, in certain areas on how we can proceed or not proceed. I really would like to step up to the plate and push for some kind of conclusion on a plan of action. We cannot prolong this process that we're going through now with not being responsive to the needs of Pacifica while really pulling and draining on just one or two station sites to hold or pull this through. We cannot continue that way. And you know it and I know it. So that I would like to do that fight and be there on that point. Thank you.
Thank you. And I guess Chris Corey?
Chris Corey, yeah.
Are you there, Chris? Did you want to make a statement?
Yes. Can I pass for a moment? I'm almost done with my notes.
We'll get back to you. Aki, would you like to make a two-minute statement?
I don't have a two-minute statement, but I'm always going to be a backup.
Thank you. Anything else, Aki?
No.
Okay. Let's see, next person, I'm going to give Chris some time. So Mantra, would you like to make a 2-minute statement?
Oh, I'm declining the nomination. Thanks.
Oh, thank you. Okay. James, would you like to make a 2-minute statement?
Yes. First I'd just like to say that, KPFA moves forward, I'd really like to use this moment to suggest that we do form committees, in particular finance and programming committees, to meet on the off months, as Don suggested. Those would be the ones I think would be most helpful, just to make sure the information is distributed, you know, and timely. And also to provide suggestions. The programming committee doesn't control programming, it just is there to provide input. I'd also like to hopefully see that the Pacifica goes toward more radical programming in the future, rather than sort of the centrist type of news and programming. I really appreciate many programs on KPFA are great that way, but especially at the news, I think we could use something. And we really need that because we need to be at one of the forces that are pushing back on the fascists that we saw in D.C. this week. And I also want to say that I'm against the receivership and the bylaws distraction. And I really would like to know about, for the other nominees, whether they want to dissolve our LSB, which gives us our local control. So are they for the receivership, are they for the bylaws that will basically get rid of our LSB? That's it.
Daniel, would you like to make a two-minute statement?
Thank you. I'll decline.
Daniel, are you declining the statement, making a statement? But my understanding is you're declining the statement, but you're still a candidate, is that correct?
No, I am not a candidate. I'm declining to be a candidate.
Okay, thank you.
And Chris is ready.
Chris, you're ready?
Yes, sorry, I'm going back and forth between screens here. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. I joined the board several years ago to lend help to the finances of Pacifica. During my tenure, I've discovered that there's deep political divides that have prevented not only decisive action, but in many cases, even the dissemination of accurate information, which the board needs in order to make rational decisions about the fate of the network and its assets. I feel strongly that the effort to provide accurate information is crucial to moving forward. The duty on this board has not been pleasant to administer. However, I feel strongly that I have a role to play in this regard going forward. I want to add that I represent all Pacificans, not just KPFA. I wish to remain on the PNB in that role until our affairs are in order. This will be my final year of eligibility on the PNB, and I look forward to completing the work at hand and propelling the network to a more hopeful future specifically with regard to the loan repayment and the business plan for the organization. I work well with others, including the IED, and I invite anyone into the discussion that has constructive and fact-driven solutions to bring to the table. And I thank everyone at KPFA for the opportunity to serve in my current and future capacity. Thank you.
Thank you, Chris.
Okay, now we'll move on to speeches from the staff delegates, staff candidates. Frank, would you like to make a 2-minute statement? Frank, are you there? Would you like to make a 2-minute statement?
Yes, sorry. Can you all hear me?
Yes.
I'm not on my normal devices here, so it's a little tricky for me. Yes. So like others, I am concerned about the finances. I know there's only a couple staff here that are running for this. My concerns are deep about the people that had done the receivership, especially as a part of the board and a body. I felt like I mentioned this in the past that I felt like I was unincluded. My voice wasn't important. I'm learning more about this. Yes, you can act on your own. I mean, I can go file a lawsuit on my own, heaven forbid, but I don't think I would ever do that being part of a board unless I sat down and thoroughly talked it over with my board and got advice of all these great minds here, right? Because I feel like I'm not a financial wizard. I'm not a technical expert, but I have been involved in community radio now for 15 years, producing, training, and talking to people, and being somewhat astounded by the lack of community coverage of major events such as the March for Climate Jobs and Justice, No War on Iran. It was great that Quincy, our manager, listed off these great broadcasts that we've done, but there was many missing that were denied and were forced to fight to even get on kpfa.org as a video stream. I received a lot of punishment and abuse just trying to get community events streamed. It seems like it took a global pandemic to stream Bob Baldock's events. And I'm glad they're streaming now. I wish they could be in person. And when they do return into in person, I'm hoping that they do continue to stream them. So I do have concerns. I really want to try to figure out what we can all do about the loan. I think that's probably weighed heaviest on most minds right now. I know that's kind of on my mind all the time, and I feel like we're all concerned about that. And we have different ways to do it, but
okay, that's time.
All right. Lastly, I'll just say, yeah, I was hurt by the directors abandoning the rest of the group, and that's why I considered my run today.
Thank you. And
Sabrina,
you want to make a statement?
Yes, I do. Thank you, Madam Chair. My name is Sabrina Jacobs. I'm an 11-year veteran programmer of KPFA, starting as an intern, moving on to the news department, and then into the Morning Mix Collective. And then on to creating my own show, A Rude Awakening, as well as having a bachelor's degree in broadcasting. My current show, A Rude Awakening, has went through a content change as of March of last year and has become a climate emergency show, which I'm very proud of because of its bipartisan support. The last 4 years, I have served on the KPFA LSB and with the last 3 years on the PNB, and it has been a roller coaster ride. Barring myself against being uncouth and naming names on the PNB that are in the majority that have effectively prevented any type of substantive discussion, I have been relegated to being a witness to how our present financial situation is unfolding as a network. As far as making any attempt to state my objection or objections to policies put forth, I have been silenced. So I attend these meetings week after week, which takes up an average of 4 to 5 hours practically every Thursday night, to listen to and to, again, bear witness in silence to what the majority is doing. Many of the things that are being done on the PNB level are being done behind closed doors. Not everything is being brought to the PNB for a vote or even a discussion, which is troubling to say the least. But with all that being said, I still feel it is my duty to be there, to be present, to bear witness to what is happening. And when the time comes to make change, be a part of that change. And folks, you need to keep in mind that when people want to push lies onto the listenership, onto us. They force the rest of us that are trying to hear and understand the facts to make space for their lies that contribute to the malfeasance that is at hand right now. Now, for the record, I feel necessary to inform you all that I am neutral on the bylaws proposal because in light of the fact that I produce and host on several fronts, I do not have the bandwidth to engage on the level necessary to have my voice heard and taken into consideration. Also, just to drill down a little bit more about what's happening on the PNB, as some of you may know, there is this lawsuit that is being pursued by several of our folks here on LSC that are also on the PNB. They are personal lawsuits that have lodged against several directors. Again, personally, they are seeking to have the foundation pay for their legal battle and by extension KPFA, since none of the other stations are in good financial standing. There is no receivership.
Sabrina, it's time.
I want to be on the PNB. Thank you.
Sum it up. Okay. Thank you. And Tim has a question. I believe that was it, right? Is that correct, Carol?
That was it for all of the nominees.
Thank you. Tim has a question.
I don't know that it's a question, actually. I wanted to make a statement about one of the candidates, if that's appropriate or allowed.
Yes.
So I want to speak in opposition to Tom Voorhees's service on the board. Tom has repeatedly come to this LSB and refused to answer questions about how or why he voted. He has literally looked us in the face and said, I'm not going to answer that question when asked, why did you vote for this? What is your thinking? I appreciate Tom's support on the engineering side of things. It's great if he wants to volunteer with helping licenses, but Tom is not appropriate to be a board member. He has definitely not met his duties of informing this board of how he's trying to represent us at the PNB. And I think we should not have him, no matter what faction you're part of. Anybody who says, I'm not going to answer your question about how I voted or why I voted that way is not suitable for service on the PNB.
Thank you. So
I guess it's time to move ahead, and I am wanting to let people know that all ballots are due by 2 p.m. today. So if you have not got your ballot in and you need help, please let us know right now so we can help you get your ballot in. Anybody need help? Okay, so Madam Chair, we can complete the Delegate Assembly and move back into the KPFA Local Station Board meeting.
Sorry, I think Philip had a quick question here.
Go ahead, Philip.
Go ahead.
Yes, could Jose list the people whose ballots he has received? Because I sent the email, but I don't know if it's been received. So it would be reassuring to know what ballots he's already gotten from those of us on the board who think we have voted but are not sure the vote arrived.
Can we give do you have Phillips?
I think at this point it's easier for me to just name the people who haven't sent in a vote. Yes, I did receive That's Phillips. Fine. But in terms of those who have not submitted a ballot, Shira Detman, Sabrina Jacobs, Donald McClay, and Frank Sterling.
Okay.
This is Shira. I just emailed that.
Perfect. Let me just check real quick.
Frank Sterling emailed mine too. You can check as well. Thank you.
Darlene, you didn't mention that I hadn't turned it in and I just sent it.
Okay, and you should have mine now, too.
Frank Sterling here. I forgot to put my code on the top. Do you want me to resend another email?
Yes, please.
And then just to clarify.
And Frank and Shira, I got yours. And Donald, I got yours. Thank you.
Have you got everybody's, Jose?
This is Frank. Just FYI, I'm going to send my verification code.
I'm not seeing Darlene's.
Darlene? Do you need help?
Madam Chair, may I speak with Sabrina? I appreciate it.
Sure.
This is to the Secretary, Madam Secretary. I'm sending it right now.
Yeah.
Thank
Darlene
you.
Just sent hers.
Oh, Darlene sent hers and Sabrina sent hers. Is that it, Jose?
Yeah, at this point, I've got everybody except for the fact that I didn't get a 5-digit unique code from Shira. So if she can email me that, that'd be awesome.
I'm sorry, is that like any code? I don't.
You can make up your own.
Just send 5 random letters or numbers.
Okay.
Jose, could be anything. It's just
okay.
An ID.
Okay, thanks.
And Daniel has a question, I believe.
Yeah.
Yes, I believe I sent it. You didn't call my name, but I was having some difficulty with it, so I just want to verify that I did vote.
You did. We got your votes.
Oh, thank you.
Frank Sterling checking in. I have to change locations real quick, so I'm going to sign out of the Zoom and then sign in on my phone. So I may be gone for a moment, but I believe I sent my votes and I sent my verification code. Thank you. I'll be right back.
Okay. Thank you, Frank.
Okay. So, Jose, are we good? I'm imagining that he is.
Yes, just waiting on Sabrina's.
Okay. All right. I think the next thing would be the treasurer's report going back to Sharon. Because the main part of my report was to clarify that, the voting process.
Okay, well then, while Jose does the count and can get back to us on that, why don't we leave our delegates assembly and go back into our normal meeting for order of business? So
Sharon, are you ready?
Yep, I'm ready.
Okay, thank you. Go ahead, Sharon. We're back on our regular LSP meeting. We've left the delegates meeting and we'll get the votes. The results of the votes will be told to us as soon as they have it. Go ahead, Sharon.
Unmute. Okay. I try to mute myself just because, Anyway, okay. Quincy said some of the things that I'm going to say. KPFA met its winter fund drive goal, and thanks to the management and staff at KPFA for making that fund drive successful. KPFA continues to pay its bills on time. KPFA is completely up to date on its central services and Pacifica Radio Archives, PRA, Pacifica Radio Archives payments. And it is the only station that can make this claim. I'm just going to go over some numbers. In just the last 2 years, these are the figures from the last 2 years. Every station except KPFA owes money. KPFK, the Los Angeles State Station, owes over $330,000 in central services payments. WPFW in unpaid central services and PRA payments owes over $233,000. WBAI in unpaid central services of over $299,000 and unpaid PRA of over $101,000 for a total owed of over $400,000 for the most owed. And I think I left out KPFT, unpaid central services of over $87,000. So that's the lowest after
after KPFA, which has paid it all. So, you know, we hear a lot of stuff and we hear a lot of complaints about different things and, you know, about KPFA. But I just want to say about the finances, it's very important to keep that in mind. KPFA is the only station that has done that. Okay, I'm going to actually attempt to address, I know Quincy talked about the property tax issue, but I want to talk about it also. And I want to show some evidence. I'm attempting to share my screen. Okay, Zoom. Zoom advanced using. Okay, so I want to just go over the property tax issue because we've been talking about it on the LSB listserv and because there seems to be continuing misunderstanding about this. So I thought maybe documents would help. Okay, the original name for Pacifica was the Pacifica Foundation. It is only one entity for tax purposes, so it has only one name. Then the entire tax problem issue started in 2013 when Summer Reese was executive director of Pacifica. And Pacifica management, specifically Summer Reese, failed to maintain the required corporate documents with the California Secretary of State. And the name Pacifica Foundation, that was our corporate name, stated in the Articles of Incorporation, that name was taken by another entity. And they registered the name Pacifica Foundation, Inc. with the California Corporation Secretary of State. And that's the first document you see dated February 26, 2013. This is another entity that when Pacifica Foundation, when Summer Reese let the documents lapse, this other unknown entity filed this document with the Secretary of State. Therefore, Pacifica could no longer have the name Pacifica Foundation. That's how it all started. So when this was discovered, Summer Reese filed an amendment of the Articles of Incorporation with the California Secretary of State. You can see dated March 19th, 2013. And you can see in line two that it says the name of the corporation shall be Pacifica Foundation Radio. So line one says they were currently Pacifica Foundation. Line two and says the name of the corporation shall be Pacifica Foundation Radio. So that was the name change, the first one submitted with the California Secretary of State. Then this unknown entity that had Pacifica Foundation Inc., it failed to pay taxes. It was suspended by this franchise tax board. The agent for service of process resigned. And that's what this one shows. So then Pacifica wanted to get its name back. So they attempted to change it back, okay, but if you remember, the original name was Pacifica Foundation, okay? So in making this change, there was an error, and it was changed back to Pacifica, it says here that it was currently Pacifica Foundation Radio in line one. Line two, it says the new name of the corporation shall be Pacifica Foundation, Inc. They added the INC. That was the problem with that one, so still not the name that is in the Articles of Incorporation, which is Pacifica Foundation. That's what it says in the Articles of Incorporation. So just, you know, there's a lot of continuing statements and confusion on our board, our LSB, about the respective fault. And I guess, you know, within Pacifica, it's always most important to assign fault. That seems to be the key thing. So there's a lot of blaming of KPFA management for this issue. So I just wanted to show an email dated October 18, 2017 from Grace Aaron. That says, if you look down at the bold at the bottom, we are showing a delinquency in payment of KPFA real estate taxes as we, not Pacifica, have failed to file for exemptions. So that was October 18th, 2017, that Pacifica management absolutely had knowledge of this. And of course, Maria and I had actually been emailing them before this. So I want to just go back to this part. Okay, so when the name was Pacifica Foundation, Inc., okay, Maria, our business manager was supposed to get the tax exemption for the property taxes. It's a tax exemption on property taxes. She had to fill out a form for the Board of Equalization. And the form asked, has there been a name change? And so she truthfully answered, yes, there had been a name change. And that's what started this because you see, the Board of Equalization document says Pacifica Foundation. That is the original name. And the new name was Pacifica Foundation, Inc. And these things matter. Okay. And so that is why there's a problem. And this is the document that needs to be corrected. And this is what the attorneys are attempting to file a writ of mandate to amend the articles of a corporation so that this document can have the correct name. I want to also address the issue that people that say, well, why didn't KPFK have this problem? Because they're in LA, you know, California property tax applies to them. So why didn't they have this problem with the name change? Okay, I don't know the real reason. I can't answer that, but I have two theories. First reason of why KPFK didn't have this problem is maybe they just didn't say that there had been a name change. I mean, that's the kind of thing that could have been easily overlooked. And they just filed it. And even though it was incorrect, it went through. And that's just how things work sometimes. Or the other person who, or the person who filled out the form knew it was incorrect and just said, hey, I don't care. I'm going to say there's been no name change. I don't know what it is. Or maybe it's just that the law is different because this is Alameda County and they're in LA. So it's a different county. So things are different. I really have no idea why it's different, but there is a fact that in Alameda County, Maria did the proper and correct and truthful thing in filling out these forms. And of course, the current executive director of Pacifica has confirmed, this is the email, I've sent this to some of you before, in her email dated August 2020, she stated that the administrative error on Pacifica's part, the KPFA property tax exemption lapse. So I just wanted to show again that that is the issue. It was not KPFA's fault. And in fact, if Maria had been paying all those excess taxes, because without the exemption, the taxes are much higher, KPFA would have lost that money. Right now, we'll just have to pay the back taxes. But you can't go back in retroactively. After a certain amount of years, you cannot go back and retroactively get back money that you have paid in excess. So she's actually saved KPFA money by doing that. And yes, the last thing I just want to say on this point was at the October 22nd, 2020 Pacifica National Board meeting, they finally voted just in October. Okay, since 2017, they've known about this. In October of 2020, the PNB finally voted to authorize the attorneys to file the writ of mandate that is needed, as Quincy explained, the writ of mandate that is needed to amend the articles of incorporation to change the name in the articles of incorporation so that it's consistent with the name that is registered with the California Secretary of State. That is what it is. Okay, so that's what I wanted to say on the property tax issue. And yeah, that's pretty much all of my treasurer's report for now. Now I'm going to stop sharing. Okay, here we go. Yes, okay.
And there are people with questions and... Jose, do you have the, who's first on this?
One more time?
Could you call on whoever is first on the?
Absolutely. It's Donald Goldmacher first.
Thank you, Karen, for your always acutely focused attention to the financial issues. So, my question is, given what you understand about the national finances and what you just described as every other station continuing to go deeper in the red, while we're the only fiscally sound station in the network, do you have an understanding of what the interim executive director and the majority of the national board intend to do in order to correct the situation? Or are we going to just continue to slowly drown until they are forced to sell off assets, including our building, to stay afloat?
I really cannot speak to what their plan is. I have previously sent around the email, the Excel sheet from Grace Aaron, which showed her one of her first actions to pay off the loan was to sell KPFT, the Texas station. So that was in her own words back then. She has repeatedly denied that her plan is to sell off stations, but you know, it's in her own words. As I understand it, the value of KPFT would not be enough to pay off the $3.2 million loan, so there would have to be other assets that would be sold. And, you know, that's when things get interesting. I don't see any plan to actually pay off the $3.2 million loan. I've heard that there's been an extension of time of 1 year to repay to make the balloon payment. But I have not seen that confirmed, and I don't, you know, until it's in writing, it's not a done deal. So right now there is no extension.
Okay. That was only part of my question. The other part was, what are they plan to do to address the deepening red going into the red by the other four stations?
They don't tell me. I mean, that's a question for Chris or, you know, somebody on the PMB. I'm not on the PMB.
Well, maybe Mr. Voorhees might want to answer that.
Is that me?
If ever doing that, please mute.
Thank you. Chris just wrote there is no plan to refinance.
Thank you. And if the list is, I believe it's in order here, so it would be James McFadden next, according to the sidebar here.
Correct.
James?
Yes. So since we're talking about budgets and finances here and more than just our own local station, and especially considering the narratives that we've been hearing, I've heard several conflicting narratives, but they all kind of tie together and they're connected. So I need to preface it. There seems to be a narrative that KPFK doesn't pay its bills down in LA, and therefore, you know, they're screwing up. Then again, we hear, you know, that we also a narrative that we need to stop the PNB from getting rid of the KPFK GM, who hasn't performed well to pay those bills. So those seem to be in conflict. If you can't pay your bills, somebody's going to have to get laid off down there. Or the alternative is that some other station, and the only one it sounds like that has surplus and reserves is KPFA. We would have to step in, you know, to help pay KPFK's bills on the short term with the hope that we would get repaid later. And since last year, our general manager wrote checks of $80K at the request of the executive director. Would our general manager write checks to help bail out KPFK on the short term? And if so, what sort of reserves do we have that we would that would allow us to do that? It seems like it kind of is a similar situation. If the executive director requests that our general manager writes checks to help this out, then I think just like last year, it would probably operate the same way. But that's and so I'm kind of the real question, Sharon, is how much money do we have in reserves to be able to do this kind of bailout?
Okay, well, I just want to address what you called as the narrative, James. I personally have never said that KPFK is screwing up. Okay, I've never said that. So, I mean, you sort of addressed it to me as I was saying that. I haven't said that. I didn't acknowledge it to you.
It was not your narrative. It was other people.
Okay, all right. Well, just want to make that clear to people that are listening. Okay, so I've never said that. I understand your point about getting rid of the GM as a means to cut, cutting staff might be a way to cut expenses. That's a valid point. I've made that point on the NFC, and I've made it in reference with WBAI, who has been with ongoing deficits for very, very much, much, much longer than KPFK. And WBAI has continuously run deficits for many, many, many years, and there's been no action taken to reevaluate the general manager or do anything there. So I don't understand why all of a sudden the attention focuses on one station. I agree. I don't understand why KPFK is under attack right now. I don't get it. Okay. I acknowledge that. And then you asked other stations, there's been the request for other stations to step in and pay KPFK's bills. Yes, that has happened. And it happened in the past. And it's not a check, like you said, it's an intercompany loan, or I'm not sure the exact phrase they use, but That did happen last month, and KPFA did make an advance that did cover KPFK's, part of KPFK's payroll. And yes, that's that answer.
Thank you. Tim Lynch is next.
The question, though, that I asked was how much reserves do we have that would be available to, for this kind of transfer?
You mean how much reserves does KPFA have to bail out the rest of Pacifica that's failing financially month after month? Zero. Yeah. Okay, that's my answer to that question.
Thank you. Tim Lynch was next.
Yeah, my question is, how much have we lent to other stations or other units in the last, 6 months? And how much of that is still outstanding?
You know, those are difficult questions to get answers to, because, I happen to know, I only know because I asked specifically, at the NFC, let me just say it, at the NFC, the National Finance Committee meetings, they were talking about how WBAI and KPFK were having difficulties making payroll and how there was going to have to be an intercompany loan so that they could cover payroll, okay? That's how it was expressed at the NFC. Then I followed up with Maria and asked her, did National Office ask you for money to cover the payroll? And she said, yes. And that amount was $25,000, and that was in December. I haven't done that every month with her. I don't always just follow up on every thing that is said in the NFC. So we could ask Maria that question, and maybe that is a valid question to ask her. I'm going to write it down.
Thank you. And Don McClay?
Sharon, I appreciate you putting up those documents. And if you can, you legally share them with us, like maybe on the private group?
In the closed group?
On the closed group, whatever it's called. Right. But it seems to me like a small piece of the puzzle, actually. And I've dealt with both, I deal with Alameda County taxes and I deal with the Secretary of State identity stuff. And they can both be a fucking pain in the ass, to be real honest. So, and Alameda County is particularly ruthless. So we should keep that in mind. But it looks like it's getting fixed. But I was wondering, like, I would like to see, and maybe we could get it, with you providing us some, like, you know, charts and solutions and whatnot. Well, not solutions, but descriptions. Because it doesn't sound like each station actually has its own cash flow report in the standard way of thinking of it. That there's a Pacifica entity that really owns everything, and then each station is part of Pacifica. So I'm kind of wondering, like, what is the locally managed funding, and then what's the network managed funding, and then can we see like a breakdown where we're spending money? What is our income been from the pledge drives and all that? And maybe go back over time. So something to inform all the members, because I feel like I'm not quite getting it. And also I feel like other people, we don't really have a layout here. And I'm wondering also, obviously there's a lot of bad feelings here. There's been a lot of conflict. I'm just walking in. This is meeting number three for me. But if you all have a narrative that's critical of the way the national board is handling the finances, I'd like to see that laid out. I'd like to see that, portrayed and get the national board to respond to it if they would. Right. And I would like to see that. I think it's probably one of the most important things we have to talk about as a board and one of the most important things we have to deal with. So I'm making a request right now for you as our finance secretary or whatever it is to help us understand the whole thing.